Module 6. Material World. A. Reading. Exercise 1B, page 96. The Story of Stuff. Four readers comment on Annie Leonard's book about how our obsession with stuff is trashing the planet, our communities, and our health, and her vision for change.
A. Leonard's book follows our stuff from extraction to production, to distribution, to consumption, to disposal. And the result is a horror in which we're all implicated. Basically, Leonard tells us if you're a consumer, you're a polluter. I didn't know, for example, that for every pound of cotton produced, 1/3 of a pound of chemical fertilizer and pesticides is used. But it is not all doom and gloom. In the book's epilogue, Leonard suggests to us practical changes that we can make. If we start valuing the time we spend with our families and friends, for instance, we will break the vicious cycle of working till we're exhausted, collapsing in front of the TV and watching ads for products which we want, which then sends us back to work. If you're like me, you won't be able to put this book down, and after reading it, nothing you see, not even the humble tube of toothpaste you use every morning, will ever look the same again.
B.
If the author had only looked at the health and environmental impacts of our addiction to consumption, she would still have written a very important work. She goes way beyond this, however, to show not only how materialism negatively impacts the environment, but also how it hurts human relationships. She includes numerous compelling examples of the suffering imposed on people in the developing world as product manufacturing destroys indigenous communities and even leads to wars over access to resources like gold and diamonds. But these problems, she explains, also apply to affluent countries when we tie our sense of success and purpose to material acquisition. The result is we are left overworked, depressed and anxious, and distanced from our families and communities. The Story of Stuff is definitely worth a read, and more importantly, a lot of thought afterwards.
C.
If you were expecting a narrative as implied by the title of this book, you'll be sorely disappointed. For me, The Story of Stuff has fatal flaws. The author's view on how we should consume seems far too extreme, and therefore, it is not likely to resonate with most readers. She scoffs at the recycling of aluminium cans, for example. I found it difficult to finish this book. If the author had offered us more concrete examples as to how everyone could make small changes that make a difference, the book would surely be more effective and appealing than chapter after chapter of anger, doom, and gloom.
D.
In this fascinating exposé of consumerism, Annie Leonard reveals how ads encourage us to buy products with the promise of happiness and security, and how products are now purposely poorly made so that they are cheaper to replace than to repair. You might expect a level of dryness with this subject matter, but Leonard interweaves all the facts and statistics. The richest 20% of the world's population is responsible for over 75% of its consumption, for instance, with engaging tales of activism around the world, which draws the reader in and allows some room for hope. Although some arguments sound borderline obsessive, for example, when she writes about the harmful toxins in our everyday household items, this is not such a dismal book that it leaves you in despair. She has many suggestions about how we can change our bad habits and heal the planet, such as composting, buying secondhand, supporting local businesses, and simply consuming less.